mntana.
Akaphandiye bangayanke.
Anyway, so that guys, yeah, and the computer machine is generated.
Then the controller, then those which are maintenance, I got who is on, which are maintenance is on the. Oh, wow. But it's not well, don't you worry.
Okay, bye-bye.
I end until next time. Bye bye.
Go to Miru. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Traders at Ndola's Kawama Market are called for the rehabilitation of toilets at the market. Construction of the maternity wing at Mikunku Health Post in Mukushi nearing completion. In African news, Ramaphosa sets a stricter deadline for police commission of inquiry. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Traders at Kawama Market in Ndola have continued to express their displeasure over the unattended to cause to have the only ablution block at the market rehabilitated. A check at the market about a year ago by a Kumbon Radio News crew revealed that the ablution block had a blocked sewer system and there was no proper water reticulation system. This time around, it has been noticed that the female's toilets are currently out of use and one of the three sinkholes is filled to capacity, forcing the traders, both male and female, to use the male's toilets. The traders have since appealed to the relevant authorities to quickly address the matter, as it may result in waterborne diseases at any point. The construction of the maternity wing at Mikunku Health Post in Mukushi District is nearing completion, a development that is expected to improve access to maternal health care services in the area. And residents in the area are elated with the progress made on the construction of the maternity wing. Speaking on behalf of the residents and Kumbi Ward Development Committee, WDC Vice Chairperson Martin Lukwesa stated that expectant mothers have previously had to travel long distances to access maternity services in Nkumbi and other surrounding areas. He added that the new maternity wing, which is being implemented using Constituency Development Fund CDF, is expected to greatly reduce these challenges by bringing essential maternal services closer to the community. Mr. Lukwesa also said once operational, it will serve Mikunku and nearby areas, offering safer and more convenient health care for mothers.
Even in Kapiri, you know, if you have been to Mikunku, Ngamaliza ko Mikunku, but wabuka wikwishida ya mbalashukura nishukura Mukapiri district. So wadaba ikaira mpepi, bonse waka kwa tuku wafurishua. Na tukwa ta population ya wantu, ilima 3,000 plus, waka kwa tuku wa kusta benefit muli Mikunku maternity wing inga yapwa because wakaleko kwenda intamfu ishtari ya Kunkumbi clinic vambula na ku Kapiri na Mkushi inga fya shupa lero hii maternity inga yapwa yala afirisha abantu awa kumikunku.
The Minister of Education on the Copper Belt Province has said the completion of 15 new secondary schools currently under construction will significantly ease the challenge of limited educational infrastructure in the region. Principal Education Standards Officer for the province, Nyambe Sefulo, stated that the schools are being constructed under the Zambia Education Enhancement Project with support from the World Bank, are a vital step towards ensuring equitable access to quality education. He noted that the new schools will help address the long-standing issue of overcrowding and limited classroom space in the province.
We have got 15 new secondary schools that are under construction. You will have an opportunity to see one or two as you're on the Copper Belt. But apart from that, CDF 2 has moved into our existing schools to increase classroom space. So in most of our schools, you'd find a new 1x3 classroom block and improving the toilet facilities. So the challenge of increase in numbers, it is a good challenge because it is waking us up to work harder.
Youth Changing the Mindset Organization, a non-profit-making organization focused on empowering young people, has reaffirmed its commitment to equipping youths with the knowledge and skills needed to make informed decisions and take charge of their lives. The organization's chief executive officer, Comfort Mwansa, says investing in young people creates a ripple effect of positive change in communities, which can lead to improved academic performance and better health outcomes. Mr. Mwansa stated that since its inception, the organization has observed a notable shift in the attitudes and behaviors of the youths it works with, citing improved confidence, discipline, and motivation among participants.
And we believe that by investing in them, we can create a leaper effect of positive change in our communities. By changing the mindset of the youths, we can help them to develop a more